Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, The Science of God, chapter 10, Prahlad, the best among devotees, exalted devotees, verse 20 and 21. So 20 has no purpose, so we're going to chant the 21 together. I'm going to read myself 20. Bhavanti purusa loke madbhaktastvam anuvrataha bhavamme khalu bhaktanam sarvesham pratirupadrik bhavante purusa loke madbhaktastvam anuvrataha Bhavamme kalu bhaktanam sarvesham pratirupadrik. So please chant.
Bhavanti purusha loke
tasmam savrutaha. Sarvasampati Rupadrik Bhavanti Purushaloke Madhaktas Swanganubrataha Ame Kalubhatanam Sarvasampati Rupadrik Bhavanti Purushaloke Atanam Sarvesham Prati Rupadrik Havanti Purushaloke Madhvaktastvang Anuvratam Bhavam Mekalu Bhaktanam Sarvesham prati rupadrik Vandi purushaloke Tvam sananubrataham Bhavamme kalu bhaktanam Sarvesham prati rupadrik Bhavanti purushaloke madvaktastvam anuvrataham bhavamme kalu bhaktanam sarvesham prati rupadrik. Mata, yes, please. Bhavanti purushaloke vaktastvam anuvrataham Bhavame khalu bhaktanam sarvasham prati rupadrik anti purusha loke madhavatas anuvrataha Bhavame khalu bhaktanam sarvasham prati rupadrik Vanti purusha loki Madhaktastvang anubrataha Avamme khalu bhaktanam Sarvesham prati rupadri Bhavanti become Purusha persons Loke in this world Madhakta my pure devotees, Tvam you, Anuvrataha, following in your footsteps, Bhavan you, me, my, Khalu, indeed, Bhaktanam of all devotees, Sarvesham in different mellows, Pratirupadrik, tangible example. Translation in Purport Bhakti Bhakti's Grace, Exhi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. I think I'm going to read first the previous verse. That's going to read the translation. My dear Prahlad, King of the Daityas, because of being attached to devotional service to me, my devotee does not distinguish between lower and higher living entities. In all respects, he is never jealous of anyone. 21. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. Please repeat. Those who follow your example will naturally become my pure devotees. You are the best example of my devotee, and others should follow in your footsteps. Purport. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya quotes a verse from the Skanda Purana. Rite tu tatvikam devam naradim tathai bacha praladu tamakuno vishnu vaktao jagatraye. There are many, many devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they have been enumerated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Verse 20, as follows. Swayambhur Narasambhu Kumara Kapilu Manu Pralado Janako Vishmo Balir Vyaya Sakir Vayam. Of the 12 authorized devotees, Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kapila, Manu, and so on, Prahlad Maharaj is understood to be the best example. That's in the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Agyana Timinanda Syakinan Yanam Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmaya Subhravi Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimahati Viravahu Prabhu Si Sivrinna Devira Padapanga Adini Prabhupada Shivrahi Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Thank you everyone for attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. So here we hear Lord Nisinghadev continues describing the great qualities of Prahlad Maharaj and glorify him at the same time. He said that Prahlad Maharaj is the Uttama Bhakta, the most exalted devotees, the most exalted devotees among all the other devotees. And Srila Prabhupada and Srila Madhvacharya corroborate this fact by quoting one verse from the Skanda Purana, Rite tu tatvikam devam naradim tathai bacha. Srila Prabhupada didn't give the translation of this verse, but with the help of some Sanskrit scholars, we figured out what it means. It's practically the same meaning, that the Jagatraya means the three Vishnu Bhaktau, the three Bhaktas of Lord Vishnu, does mean Tvatikam Devam in Narada, Prahlad Uttama, he is the best. And Srila Prabhupada quotes the 12 authorities, the Mahajanas. For those who doesn't know, Maha means great and Jana means personalities. Beginning with Swayambhur. So who is Swayambhur? Lord Brahma. And what Swayambhur means? Swayam means Om or means self, and Bur means existence. So this means the one who exists by his own. Because our Lord Rama didn't take birth from ordinary father and mother, but he came up from the lotus flower. In Narada, everybody knows about Narada Muni. Prema Sankirtan describes his life history and his wonderful speech. And then we have Shambhu. Who is Shambhu? Lord Shiva. Shambhu means benevolent, because they say that Lord Shiva, and Shiva means also auspicious. Lord Shiva is very kind to his devotees, and he's easily pleased. Does this mean Shambhu? And Kumara, who are the Kumaras? The four Kumaras, Sanat Kumara, Sananda Kumaras, Sanatana Kumara, and what is the other one? Saunaka Kumara. Because there are another group of Kumaras. There are the Ashwini Kumaras, who are twin brothers. The father of Nakul and Sahadeva, and the other two Pandavas. From Madri, the wife of Pandu. And then we have Kapila, that is the son of Devahuti. And then Manu. Which Manu? There are 14 Manus. And which Manu is this one? Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu is the first one. He came up from the body of Lord Brahma along with his wife, Sutta Rupa. And then he's the father of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada, who in turn, King Uttanapada is the father of Dhruva Maharaj. So Swayambhu Manu is his grandfather of Dhruva. And then we have Prahlad. We know about Prahlad. And Janaka. Who is Janaka? The foster father of Sita. He's not a real father, he's foster father. Because he found Sita, I think they was working in the land, and they hit some object in underground, and there was a beautiful chest or some box, golden box, and then they opened it, and then Sita was there, baby Sita. So he took it to his kingdom and he raises as his daughter. And Bhishma, everyone knows Bhishma. Huh? Bhishma is the son of the mother Ganga, and his father is Shantanu. Shantanu, well, it's a nice history about Bhishma. And then we have Bali. Who is Bali? It's the grandchildren of Prahlad. Who surrendered everything. He was, of course, the family of demon, but he surrendered completely to Vamanadev. And then we have Vyayasakir. Vyayasakir. Who is Vyayasakir? Sukadev. Sukadev Goswami. Vyayasakir is a pranamic name that means the son of Vyasadev. And then Bayam. Who is Bayam? Bayan. Bayan is not a name, actually. It's a pronoun. Bayan means we. But he is speaking. So when he say we, does he include the other 11 that he's talking about. And then he's speaking to whom? This is a test. So you better study. He's speaking to Yamadutas. When the Yamadutas went to retrieve the soul of sinful Ajamila, the Vishnudutas stopped, and then they came back to Yamaraj and complained about it. And then Yamaraj began to explain to them the philosophy of Dharma, the Dharma and this, who was the supreme, all of this. And then he quoted these 12 authorities. So, what was next? So all this wonderful narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam are meant to make up Krishna consciousness, and so we can achieve the perfection of life. this perfection of life is Krishna describes very briefly in the 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and which he described this process of salvation to Arjuna, beginning with the 14th verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Anyana chetta satam yoman smarati nityasa sulavam no tasiham sulavam parta nitya yuktasya yogina. That he explained it to him that for one who's always constantly remembers me without deviation, he said, I am easy to attain because his constant engagement in devotional service. And then he continued with the next verse, Mango Petya Punar Yamadu Kalayana Shashotam Nutamanti Mahatmana Samsithim Paramangata. That this Mahatma, this great soul, who are yogis in devotion, never take birth in this temporary world, because which is full of miseries, because they have achieved the highest perfection. And then he continued with the next verse, Brahma Vuna Lokal Punar Vartino Yuna Mangu Pete Tukanteya Punar Jamana Vidyate. That this, from the highest planet of this material world down to the lowest, is all, they are all places of miseries which repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains my abode, he said, O Arjuna, they never return to this world. It is never return. This salvation is explained by Srila Vyasada in the Vedanta Sutra. What Vedanta means? This is another test. Veda means knowledge and Anta means end. So the end of knowledge. And Sutra is describing the Skanda Purana as a compilation of aphorism which explains the essence of knowledge in a minimum words. This is Sutra. So the Vedanta Sutra, compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, is composed by 55 aphorisms and is divided in 4 chapters, and the chapters are divided in 4 divisions. And we hear often from the first aphorism, which is Atato Brahma Vigyasa. But we rarely hear from the last aphorism, which is Anavritti Shabdat. That is the last one. So this Anavritti Shabdat means, Avritti means return, and Anavritti means not return. And Shabdat means either the Vedas or also means sound. So Anavritti Shabdat means we never return because the sound or because the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada explained that Anavritti Shabdat means that we never return because of the sound of the Mahamantra Hare Krishna. So this particular topic of the salvation is it is subject matter for all religions. So everybody is offering this product of salvation to the customers in the market. Everybody said, you come to us and you will be saved. Huh? And of course they have the black PR for the other religions. Do you know what black PR is? The black PR is, PR stands for public relations, and black means the process of destroying the reputation of the competition. So this is the black PR. They say, don't go to the religion, the false religion, you'll go to hell. So I was listening to these classes of Bhakti Vigyan Swami from Russia. He's such a wonderful devotee. He's very intelligent. He was explaining that when in Russia, the Krishna conscious movement were gaining ground, they were becoming very popular in Russia, the Orthodox Church became apprehensive they became wild, he said. They went to media, they went to YouTube, they went to Facebook, they went to television, and everywhere, trying to divert people from going to the devotees, to become devotees. He said that this one, a heavy man from the Orthodox Church, and he appeared on TV. Let me see if I can repeat it. He said, "Zjeznajet, što vi policite trespasina tolko v kristjanča. Nahodajet krishnitos, nijet spasina jes, o nijet spasina tam. Spasina tolko this." So, is Bhakta Leo here? Oh. He's my teacher, Russian teacher language. So he will explain what this means. Zyaznaya means everyone knows что вы полетели с фасина, that you get only salvation, tulko, you get only salvation in Christianity, he said. Не ходаєте прискнетус, don't go to the Hare Krishnas. Нет спасения, yes. There is no salvation there. Or нет спасения там. Спасение только здесь. This is salvation is only here in Christianity. So this is the... Because everybody is offering this. Because we are also offering this. What we said? That the hope of the salvation is only in Krishna consciousness, right? Because everybody is offering this. But the difference, we can say, of the line who makes the difference between, we can say, the other religion. I'm not trying to block PR, the other religion. But what I mean to say is, people want a cheap salvation. And because they want cheap salvation, of course, religion offers a cheap salvation to them. So just perform some rituals or give a little donation and you will be saved. Of course, if you want to ensure your salvation, you have to give a very substantial donation. You know? You have to give a good donation. Bhaktivedanta Swami said that he was engaged in the project to construct a temple in Russia, in Moscow. And he says, "I was very tempted to apply this formula to tell to people, if you help to construct this project, you help to this project, you all the acharyas will come to you at the time of death and will save you." But Srila Prabhupada actually gave us the, and Lord Chaitanya gave us the real understanding of how to attain salvation, because people are attached to the sense enjoyment and attached to this material world, and they are actually afraid to give up this enjoyment in order to surrender to the real salvation, that is called Vairagya. Lord Chaitanya came to teach us Vairagya, Vidya, Niyaya, Bhakti Yoga. And Srila Prabhupada explained that without Vairagya, there is no question of salvation. There's no question of salvation. We have to renounce to this sense enjoyment in order to can achieve pure love. Of course, when we are talking about salvation, we're talking of prema pumartu maham, that the ultimate goal is pure love for Krishna. That's what we are looking for. And this ensures, of course, the salvation. But what salvation implies, or what salvation indicates that we understand that there is something wrong with this material world. Something's not right. That we are in a state in which we are not complete on ourselves. We are lacking something. We are in fear. Because the human psychology is that we want security, we want to be secure. And therefore we take shelter in this process of salvation that religion offers. And this fear is described very profound in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Navayogendras approached King Nimi. Who are the Navayogendras? I ask this question to keep you awake because I know my class is boring. The Navayogendras are the brothers of Bharata Maharaj and the sons of King Rishabhadev. King Rishabhadev had 100 sons, and these 9 Navayogendras are one of them. So the Kavi, one of the names of the Kavi Navayogendra, one of the Navayogendras, he was talking to Maharaj Nimi, he was explaining, Bhayan dvitiya vinivesa tasyat, syadupatesya viparino smriti. He was telling that this bhayam, this fear, is due to dvitiya. Dvitiya means duality, also means the material world, and also means secondary nature. And vinivesata means absorption, that we are absorbed in this material world, we are absorbed in this second nature. And second nature means that everything that is not Krishna, everything else that is not Krishna. Dvitiya vinivesata, syad upatesya, syad, what do you say? Syad upatesya. That Ishad means Krishna, and Upatesya means we turn away. We turn away from Krishna. Viparayo smriti, and because smriti means remember, and asmriti means to forget. We forget Krishna, the main object of salvation. And because we are in the viparayo means identification with this material body, we can say, and that is the cause of fear. It's an asmiti, we forget the closest things. That is remind me of the Alzheimer's disease, that people don't remember things that made 2 minutes ago, but sometimes they remember other things that happened many years ago. So this Alzheimer's disease, there is one joke, that a person came to the doctor, and when the doctor came back with his diagnosis, he told to the patient, I have 2 news, he said. One good one and the other very bad. Which one you want first? He said, give me the bad ones. The bad news is that you have cancer and you will die in 6 months. I said, what is the good one? He said, the good one is you, along with the cancer, you have also Alzheimer's disease. And you will forget your cancer in 1 week. So this is practically our situation in this world. We forget the most important thing, the closest thing we have, that's Krishna, that's inside our heart. And we absorb in other things, secondary nature, the external things. Bhakti Vigyan Swami gave the example of we are chanting Hare Krishna and then a mosquito come and land in our head. And we just completely forget about Krishna if we're not forgetting already when we are chanting. And just we concentrate in the mosquito that's given this botheration and we retaliate with this mosquito. And then he said, because this maha aparada he commit by landing on her head. And so this asmriti, this forgetfulness, bring us to develop many desires. To develop many desires, unlimited desires, which causes some miseries in this world. But the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad described that we have only 4 desires, and the other unlimited desires are just byproduct, or they boil down in these 4 basic desires. He said that the first desire is that we want wife. On the other hand, we want husband. The desire to have somebody. Because he said there is some lacking in ourselves. This is explained very nicely in the description of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Prabhupada and the introduction, when he is describing the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna. How is Krishna is after Radharani like a madman? He said, because Krishna is completing himself. He doesn't need anybody's love because he is Atma Rama. But in men, he said, we lacking this pleasure potency of love that is in the woman. And therefore, we are after woman, and woman is after man, to make a complete both of them. And that's where everyone is looking for his soulmate. His soulmate, the famous soulmate. And thus we live in the ashram, we are looking for soul roommate. Because sometimes it's very difficult to live with some individuals. It's just, we become crazy. In my case, if somebody snore, for me it's impossible. Sometimes they put one nice devotee, very nice devotee, but he was snoring. This is the one, and I couldn't sleep for 3 nights. It was a torture for me. So we are looking for this soul roommate so that we live nice and peacefully together. And if by destiny or by karma or whatever, we don't have the chance to get married or to have somebody with us, he say, God give us a substitute. Some devices, a substitute. For each desire, he gives some substitute. And he said, God give us our mind and the power of speech. Because he said, with the mind we can create an image of ourselves of such a wonderful person I am, you know? So beautiful I am. Oh, we can even become greater than Krishna with our mind. Because Bhikta Vigyan Swami was explaining that the proper husband and wife is that they glorify each other, right? If they don't, they always, how do you say, grumpy, there is no use to get married. So there is purpose that they say, oh, you are so nice, you are so beautiful, you are the best husband, you are... So there is nobody better than you, and opposite, you know. And we can do that with the mind, so we are, you know, content. But the power to speak, he said, we are alone with nobody to speak, so we can speak to ourselves. And he said that always nice to speak with an intelligent person. So we can speak and glorify ourselves, so that substitute that we can have for any reason. And the second desire is, I don't know if we have time, well, the second desire is that we want possessions. No, we want to create. We want to create or produce something. In this case, we want children. So when the children are running around, all dirty and screaming and fighting, he said, we are so proud to say, this is my creation. These children are mine. And again, when we don't have children, God give us a substitute, and that is the... who was that? Oh, he gives us to breathe. He said, everybody breathe. Everybody has to breathe, right? So we produce air by breathing, except we are dead. So that is the substitute. And the third desire is we want possession. We want to possess something, especially wealth, especially money. We want to possess money. And usually, according to our karma, that is not possible. So Krishna gives us the one device, that is the eyes. He says with the eyes, whatever we see, we can feel, we can create a feeling of possession, even though we don't possess materially speaking, but we can create this feeling of possession. If we see a nice house, a mansion, you say, wow, this house is mine, just by seeing it. And that goes for everything. And the, what is the fear, desire? One more, right? Okay, this is the fourth. And this fourth is the most important desire. That we want to ensure our future. And that means our future happiness. And that's why give us our ears, hearing. It's interesting how in hearing is applied to spiritual life and also material life. Because by hearing, this is the first principle of devotional service, Shravana, by hearing. And by hearing, we can ensure actually your future by hearing about Krishna. And your future is to achieving the highest perfection. But in material world, also hearing, because they want to hear. They hear the politicians. For example, Hitler was a wonderful speaker. Everybody was very attentive to listen. All his speeches, better than Bhagavatam class right now. Everyone was so attentive because people, they want that. They want to be ensured their future. And all these four desires actually are the basics. Because from these four desires, all millions of desires come along. So these desires also, these four desires create our situation in this material world, which causes so much suffering. And therefore, the prime necessity is an avritti shabda, that we can attain salvation. And this salvation, Prabhupada gave the example I was talking about, the cheap salvation. So when Prabhupada came to United States, he said when he was in Boston, he was thinking, if I ask these people about the four regulatory principles, he said, as soon as I speak about them, he said, they will tell me immediately, Swamiji, please go home. Because this is the real salvation is required tapasya and vairagya. And therefore, we also offer in this salvation, but we offer in the real salvation that is given to us by Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya that ensures our future destination in the spiritual world. Well, thank you very much for all your attention. So I end this class over here. If there is any question, yes, bro. Oh, the number four desire is that we want to secure our future. Everybody thinking about the future, you know. Even it's people thinking, oh, I have children because in the future when I become old, they will take care of me. But usually it's not the case. And using the politician are promising, you know, if you elect me, I will promise you will create so many jobs, works. You say, but who wants to work, you know? So everybody's happy, yes, you're going to create more work, and work is actually depressing things. You will promise something else, you know? You promise nobody will work and everybody will have everything. That's the real promise. So the fourth desire is we want to ensure happiness. We want to be happy. And for that we need some plans or some, you know. Is that right?
So, by listening your explanation of these four desires, some of us can understand. We can understand that there is something wrong with, you know, going into this process of getting married and blah, 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 you know, and children and all those things. So, how in Krishna consciousness, how the devotee in Krishna consciousness can go on in his Krishna consciousness as a householder? So without being entangled with all these four desires, or as you explained,
well,
that
everything is described in the scripture, how to live life according to the ashram that we are. Therefore, is brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha, and sannyas. They all have this peculiar, or they have this the do's and don'ts, or the provisions and the restrictions. So you once follow all these rules and regulations, because the purpose of these four ashrams, either Mary or Brahmachari or Sannyasi, are to attain Krishna. What is that verse? Sanshinitharitoshanam, that the purpose is to please Krishna. So if the purpose is to please Krishna, no matter what ashram you are, you will live a happy life. We have the examples of Lord Chaitanya when, who was born? Shivananda has a son, or Srinivas is a son, and they brought to Lord Chaitanya, and Chaitanya blessing, he was very happy. So this is the point, it pleases Krishna in family life. Of course, no, because due to the material desires are very strong, and therefore, usually, sometimes doesn't happen like that. You know, there is many divorce and everything, but because this is material world, and we are all struggling with these desires, in whatever ashram we are. So the only thing is we trying to surrender more to Krishna and pray for Him to free us from these material desires, and decide to enjoy. You know. Even in brahmachari life, we want to enjoy. I want to enjoy prasadam. We want to enjoy something. So, that's it. Anything else? Well, thank you so much for everyone. Simal Bhavatan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande.
Very nice presentation. Hare Krishna. My pleasure. The pleasure.